Already facing issues in the marketplace, ranchers and cattle farmers also are getting hit by the COVID-19 outbreak. The Billings-based group RCAF USA, which represents independent cattle producers, is speaking with members of Congress and has sent an emergency letter to President Donald Trump urging measures that will do more than keep their industry afloat. RCAF CEO Bill Bullard says the group has seen depressed prices for years now and wants meaningful reforms rather than bailout money.
Congress is not yet focused on the real problem. Instead, they're merely trying to address the symptoms of the problem, and we think that that is a misguided approach to this prolonged crisis.
Bullard says the novel coronavirus could be an opportunity to implement what RCAF sees as the best policy change for improving cattle farmers' situation, restoring mandatory country of origin labeling. Last week, RCAF sent a letter to Trump outlining 5 emergency stopgap measures for cattle producers. Bullard says among them is asking Congress to streamline the ability for state-inspected beef packing plants to ship beef across state lines, especially as meat becomes scarce on some grocery store shelves.
They're presently prohibited from doing that because the requirement is it has to be federally inspected, and we have many small meat packers who could be helping this distribution problem if only they were able to sell beef across state lines.
RCAF also is calling on the federal government to extend loan repayment deadlines, grant capital gains tax relief for farmers selling land, cattle, and equipment, and suspend beef importation from Brazil, which is a major competitor for U.S. beef. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff.